Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Japan. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a sidebar meeting at the recent G20 meeting in Japan. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Understand there was a sidebar meeting between President Trump and President Putin of Russia. And I understand that it started pretty lighthearted with the president kind of shaking his finger at Putin because of the interference in the U.S. elections last year. What is your report on this sidebar meeting?
Well, very important sidebar meeting, and certainly the American press is, and probably the international press is going to focus on that sort of tut-tut moment. Hey, Vlad, hope you don't intervene in next year's election moment. But that was really made for the media. It's Donald Trump, the media impresario who knows how to lead the media by the nose. He created that moment to divert the media from the real event of that meeting, which was the fact that here he is finally sitting down with the president of Russia. He's been really prohibited from doing this by Democrats in Congress and by the media for the past 2 years in a serious way. And having a serious discussion, when he was asked what they discussed, he told the media, it's none of your business. And that is absolutely right. They have Iran to discuss. They have Syria to discuss. They have the U.S.-Russia bilateral relationship to discuss and many other things. And it is not time to put this all out into the public forum. This is not the time of summits where you have bilateral communiques that have been hammered out in advance by staff members. This is really the one-on-one meeting eye-to-eye between the presidents to try to come to some kind of understanding of what the limits are. President Trump is telling President Putin, you can go this far, but not beyond it. Don't force me to take more serious measures against you. So it was a very, very important meeting, one that has been long in coming, should have happened a long time ago.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the sidebar meeting at the G20 meeting between Trump and Putin. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Two world leaders with the power of Trump and Putin are of great significance to all other world leaders. These two leaders both play a key role in the end-time scenario that can be found in the Bible. The United States leader will make political decisions that will set prophecy in place for the future. The Russian leader, however, will actually lead the Islamic coalition that will move to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That was foretold in Ezekiel chapter 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel 11. These players and these prophecies are about to come to pass. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...